What's up, everybody? This is Zach, back with another Breach of the Week with Justin. Justin, what's up?
What's happening?
All right, so we're talking choo-choo trains.
We are. Yeah. Another Breach of the Week. This one is from Amtrak, which I will say, Zach, I actually got wrapped up in this one with my personal info. So I'm a first party to this one here.
You hate to hear it.
So Amtrak guest rewards breach affects personal information. The first piece of first data points actually come from infosecuritymagazine.com. infosecurity-magazine.com, where we got the article from. Amtrak has revealed that some of its customers may have had their personal information and login stolen after it detected unauthorized access of rewards accounts by a third party. Listen to this, Zach. Also known as the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, the state-backed U.S. transportation provider revealed the news in a regulatory filing with the Office of the Vermont Attorney General.
Uh-oh.
The statement claimed that Amtrak's IT security team terminated unauthorized access within a few hours and reset all the passwords of affected account. It was noted that on the evening of April 16th, Amtrak determined that an unknown third party gained unauthorized access to certain Amtrak guest rewards accounts. Amtrak also said, we have determined that compromised usernames and passwords were used to access certain accounts and some personal information may have been viewed. No financial data, credit card information, or social security numbers were compromised.
Well, that's
and
good.
I will say myself, this was, they reported on the evening of April 16th, but yeah. My personal account, and whether it was related to this event or not, definitely happened before April 16th.
Oh, interesting.
So there was, I don't remember the exact date, but it was, Q4 of last calendar year. So calendar, yeah. Q4, try to log into my Amtrak account to book train travel to New York City. I couldn't log in, and I'd done it so many times, and I just used it the week before, and I didn't think too much of it. I thought I was just kind of fat fingering everything.
Yeah.
And I couldn't book train tickets. There's a point where I'm leaving the next day. So finally had a call Amtrak, said, hey, by the way, I can't get into my account. Can you help me reset my password? And when they pulled up my account, they're like, hey, none of this information is actually yours. So
it's weird.
Anyway, they ended up helping me get my account back, but
yeah.
It was then afterwards I realized, I don't really use points for everything. It's kind of like,
right. Sure.
It's almost like a badge of, the points are like a badge of honor. Like I really don't want to have, if you will, I guess
I know you can, this is like, I think we talked about this with the other, those other, point accounts that, those things get hacked all the time. And apparently, they all looked as they all seem like they're built on some shoddy, you have to log into separate systems and have multiple, sometimes you have a login for your company and then you've got the login for the rewards points. And you go from a really nice, beautiful company website to this shady, half-assed rewards website that has a URL that doesn't seem to match the company and all this other shady stuff that's going on. So
yeah,
it seems like this is, part of the process.
Yeah. Yep. And you can redeem the points for stuff I never do. And it's
yeah.
And it's really, for me, it's almost shameful, how big, the travel account gets at time. I'm awesome. I've got a million Amtrak
points,
the only thing it tells anybody else is that I ride the train too much.
I do. I love the train.
Oh, yeah, me too. Actually,
there's just nothing better. If I wish we could travel everywhere in the state on Amtrak and other stuff. It's just such a better way to get around. Takes longer, but
yeah,
you can have a beer on the train. How amazing is that? You can bring your own beer.
Yeah, you can get up, walk around freely. You don't stretch have to your worry legs. About like
kids can run around
congregating in the cabin. Yeah, if I had a choice of taking a train or flying in a plane, I would absolutely take a train like 100 out of 100 times if it meant, you know, like I could get there within relatively like a similar amount of time. You know, so I mean, obviously you you're going coast to coast.
Yes. Coast to coast is a little, I mean, but actually if you make a trip out of it, like that's a pretty awesome train trip. I know some people who've done that and they say,
that would be a blast, especially if you could like
get those glass roof ones. So you could like sleep at night and watch the stars. That's crazy. Yeah. We took we had a wedding down in DC. Yeah. Oh my God. It'd be so amazing. We had a wedding down in DC and we took the train from, it was Albany, maybe Plattsburgh down. And so it's a long trip and, you know, everyone was sort of giving us grief because they're like, why don't you just fly down? Like it's direct flight from Burlington down there. And we're like, nah, we'll take the train. Like it'll just be more fun, interesting. And so we took the train, we get down there and someone who had taken a flight got there like 3 hours after we did. And it was like, that trip was the most, we had a slight, I don't know what the vernacular is for train layover. We had a layover at Penn Station. So we went outside, got some street meat, and, you know, walked around the city for a little bit since we, you know, it was a relatively short trip. So we could carry everything in backpacks and stuff, you know, hung out, got back on the train. This is back before Penn Station. Now they have the really nice, board. So you don't have to like run up to that flip board and then hope you can figure out where your train's going to be. Now you can use an app and, you know, but back then you had to run back to the flip board and everything and track it. But yeah, that was like the most stressful part was making sure that we were able to get all of our, you know, eat our, I think we got gyros or whatever and some like other just stuff that you can only get, you know, on the New York street corner and then jump back in the train. And we're like, we were more worried about just having eaten so much food that we were going to feel gross for the rest of the trip, but yeah. Just such an easy way to get around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like it's fun rubbing it in people's faces if they take the planes. Cause he spent, the person that I'm specifically talking about spent a lot more money and missed most of the event because of weather.
Yeah.
And I love flying too. I happen to enjoy flying.
Yeah. That's,
there's just nothing better than a train.
Very near and dear to you. Aviation
it is. I'm a real aviation geek. But
wait, so Zach,
if it's not going to be a fun flight, then I just want to get in the
Is that person that you're referencing going to be listening to this?
Probably not. I don't even know. I don't think he listens to podcasts. He's sort of a old school guy.
Nothing wrong with that. Straight analog.
No. He's not one of our many listeners. All right. Yeah. That is the, we don't have a cool name for that one. The last one was Blue Leaks. This one is Train Squeals. I don't know. Train. That's the derailment of Amtrak's reward system.
Yeah.
Amtrak, if you would like help with your security on your reward system, contact us at www.newharborsecurity.com. Like, subscribe, share. Email us at pwned@newharborsecurity.com if you have terrible things to say about the podcast. Great ideas. We want to hear it all. All right. That's our breach of the week. Thanks, Justin.
Later, bro.